K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
This is Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey Lima Mike, listening.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
Hey, this is NADRL. Is there anyone around who like to join the pre-net for tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan night net?
This is? Oh, Charlie 8, here at South Lima, Rod Bay City, no traffic, go line, Dave.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
Thank you, Rob. Anyone else?
K-8-Y-T-F, Philly, Quebec. Dave in Bay City. No traffic.
K-C-8-Y-P-F.
This is the...
Okay, Rob and Dave, got you on the list. Anyone else?
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick Saginaw, no traffic.
Thank you, Rick. Anyone else?
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey Dave, Saginaw County.
KF8, BLX, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, Rick from New Lothrop, no traffic.
Good evening, Dave. Rick. Good evening, Rick. Anyone else?
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, but we will start the net here in just a few minutes. This is the Sunday night Mid-Michigan net. My name is David. My call sign is NADRL, and I'm located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You can also find us at Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have KC8SDL, KC8YVF, KE8PCQ, KC8VOA, W8DW, KF8VLX. Are there any corrections to my pre-net list? At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short-time mobile or are in and out. time, I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. Please call.
K-D-A-P-A-Z, Mini, Burke, no traffic.
This is? K-D-8-M-M-H, Mike, in Carlton Township. You can mark me as in and out, Dave, thanks.
Okay, we've added Mini, KD8PAZ, and also Mike, KD8MMH. Mike is in and out. Any other check-ins? All right, we will begin. I don't know if anybody's watching the Lions game, but they're kind of having their way with the Cowboys tonight. Kind of interesting to watch. Unfortunately, it looks like Aiden Hutchinson, their star defensive player, is going to be out, looks like probably a broken leg. So that's certainly not good news. Rob, let's go with you with Ron on standby. KC8SDL.
Good evening, David. And they, you know, on the group, you know, so Rod is any city here. Of course, I'll wave a hand to this many good evening, Miss Minnie, over to you all, and all my other good friends on the Messenger on Savara.net. You know, I'm kind of multitasking, Dave. I got the FM radio on beside me, so I'm talking to you, listening to the game. Yeah, so like, go Lions, and they're a good game. You know, I don't see it, I can hear it. It sounds really good, so. Okay, you know, at the radio world, I participated in the SCT yesterday. I wanted net control. We decided to have a different net controller, get some more experience with some of our club members. So we had the net there, KFA, K1DLT, and K8NA, or excuse me, K8NKN were operators. They were set up in a makeshift shelter out of Saginaw Bay. We had a mock rain disaster, flood disaster. As a matter of fact, in my second here, my house was full of water. Me and the dog were up in the upstairs bedroom on the bed, and the water was coming up, and I was using my AC. So it sounded pretty authentic there, but of course we mentioned everybody that this was only a test of break effect. Anyways, I did that, and like I said, fortunately, in the Major League world, the water dropped down, everything was okay, but I lost my swan, my Heath kid, my kid. Nah, just kidding. Just kidding. But we had a really good time on the mock disaster. I also want to thank the Savara group for checking in with us, especially Rick, Casey, you know, in there. Thanks a lot, Rick. Yeah, I had a good time yesterday on doing a simulated event. And I think I also mentioned Bourne. Gay of Edible was kind of a master ceremonies, but we did quite well on the FCT. So, other than that, I hand it back to you. I got a couple of neat things. I want to talk about aviation on the next tour, so I hand it back to you. Doing a great job, dear Mr. Dave. Any hero in the group, Keel Shirley, she's Doug Lima, back to net control.
Okay, Rob. Well, thank goodness it's only a drill and you didn't lose any of your radios. I'm sure there are a lot of people in the southeast and the south who are having some real problems, and hopefully they'll get things resolved, get some help, and I think it's going to be a while before they get back to normal. Very good that your set went so well. Okay, Ron, you're up next, KCAYBF, with Dave on standby. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net. Thanks, Dave, for doing the net tonight. Yeah, I've been watching the Lions game, and I didn't see what happened to Hutch, only the aftermath. I was busy doing other things and kind of catching the game as I moved from room to room. I got the game on in the living room, the kitchen, and the basement, and I've been kind of moving throughout the house. And wherever I'm at, I stop and watch a few minutes of the game before I got to go do something else. So Whoop, they just intercepted it. So that's their second interception, and they might take this back all the way, almost. They're down to the 3-yard line. So go Lions, go. But, yeah, if they lost Hutch here for any extended length of time, that's going to be a big blow to the defense. He's just a catalyst for everybody else to get everybody in gear and get going here. And hopefully, yeah, that's a lot of motivation right there that they lost if it's any length of time here. Let me break. All right, Saginaw participated in the SET yesterday. We had five of us that worked the set in person. Information's up on the Savara webpage, it's our Facebook page. It's also up on the State Auxiliary page, Oxcom page, excuse me. And we had a good time. Actually, everything worked yesterday, which I was quite surprised. We were worried about the internet at 911. We had some problems with that. But Fred and Jeff did some work on it and got that operational for us, so we had internet. I was able to do all of the different parts that I was asked to do from the state as far as doing the MySims information. We activated 911 and the Covenant ER. The new person, Danielle at Covenant, who took over for our outgoing person there, did a great job, at least. Boy, we walked into the room. The ladies that were in the office that we share with, they had chairs for us. They had signs up on the desks and the cabinet that we were going to be there. When we walked up to the ER, normally we got to check in with the ER. The guy said, the security guard said, oh, we've been waiting for you guys. Go on in. We get to the other desk where they have to buzz us back to the ER. Said, we've been waiting for you guys. Go on in. So last year, Gordy got stopped. They had to make calls, phone calls. It was like 20 minutes before they allowed him in the building. So we were able to get in and do what we needed to do. Everything worked fine. We tried out some new systems. Besides HF, we did VHF. We did DMR to the state EOC. We did our WinLink through both Telnet and through the Saginaw node. And then we also did point-to-point between Covenant Hospital and 911. So the point-to-point worked fine as well. Other thing, we have the Mistastic here in Saginaw, and a couple of nodes are up that the Central Michigan group put up. And we tried that out, and we were able to send text messages between the radio room at 911 and over to Covenant. My reply, I got a check that it made it back to Rick at 911, but he didn't receive it on his device. So there's a little inconsistency with it, but it does work. The only thing we can do is help to expand it out, but that was another avenue. So we tested quite a few different systems. All the computers worked, all the radios worked. So that's a good thing. We're also able to contact several other counties on their own repeater systems. So even though we're only up two stories with the antennas that are at 911, we were able to at least hit several other, about five other counties, I think, we were able to at least make it into. Midland Bay, Genesee, Shiawassee, I think, Carroll. Yeah, I'm not sure what else Rick can fill us in on there. We didn't make contact with everybody in those, but at least we were able to bring up those repeaters directly from our 911 center. So all in all, it was a good exercise. In real life, talking to, I got input from both 911 and supervisor there in Marquette County. Based on the scenario that we had, we probably would not have been even there, that they would have handled it all internally. So the scenario was kind of a wash, at least for us in Saginaw County. I don't know if it works that way in other counties, but it would have been basically kind of a moot point, would have slowed them down a little bit, but wouldn't have stopped them, and they would have just kind of kept on going with their calls and that as they came in. So, but we had a good time anyhow. Dave, I'll turn it back over to you for the next round, KC8YZF.
Hey, Ron, thanks for the report. Well, Hutch was, making a sack, and somehow he got his leg kinked around there, and just really unfortunate. And okay on Gordy getting into the hospital. Yeah, that's sure different than past times when it's taken to get into the hospital. You get there and you get a lot of times the radio wasn't, well, a couple times we've had just no radio because they just decided to move it. I'm not sure that actually happened at a drill, but I know that it's at least happened when you were checking on it. All right, Dave, you're up, K8PCQ, and Rick is on standby. Go ahead, Dave.
Good evening, NADRL and the group. Well, this week I didn't get a lot of time on the radio, but did listen to the Hurricane Nets, both frequencies, HF, and was able to pick up a lot of information listening and finding out what was going on. And I did get on the radio today, and 10 meter and 20 meter were way alive. Did really well. Got into Argentina and a couple other islands out there, and that was working great. That said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Okay, Dave, yeah, I bet you're hearing some interesting things on those nets. I guess the ham radio operators are really, really busy. I've not seen it. Of course, I've not looked either. I've not got on the ARRL webpage or anything to see if there's any news on how things are going for them and the what they're able to do. But boy, I bet they're busy, and I bet they're happy to have those Aries guys down there. Okay, Dave, let's see. Rick, you are up, KCVOA, with Dave up next. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening, Dave, and thank you for doing the net tonight, and good evening to everybody else in the net tonight. As Ron indicated, we had a somewhat successful, I believe, SET. The only thing we could ask for more would have been more participation and so forth. And we got a few little bugs to work out here and there. For the most part, it's minor stuff. Updating addresses and reprogramming some radios with other county repeater frequencies and so forth. We did all right. We did call into Mount Pleasant, did not get an answer. Did not have Gratiot County programmed into the radio. Shiawassee County, called there, and the repeater wasn't working. Genesee County, made a call out there, no answer. We did not have Lapeer in the repeater. Tuscola County, they replied, and so that was good. Bay County, they replied. Midland County, no answer. We did not have Ogama or Gladwin programmed in the repeater or Aranac. I'm not sure there's a... Aranac, the only thing would be there would be Pink County, I believe. So, all in all, I thought it was a very good exercise. We did very good for the number of people we had, and it wasn't as stressful as many other ones had been before in the past, so it was kind of relaxing and kind of enjoyable. And with that, I'll turn it over to Net Control. KC8BOA, back to NADRL.
Fine business on everything, Rick. Thank you for that report on trying to get into the other counties. Always good to be able to do that, and glad that worked out. Dave, you're up next, W8DW. Before I get to you, let's make a quick standby. This is the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Is there anyone who would like to join us? Please call in ADRL.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, Dave, go ahead and... After you, Rick will be up, W8DW.
Okay, real good there, Dave. NADRL, W8DW. Yeah, it's sort of a busy weekend here until we pulled the, our dipole down. I noticed that my one leg for my 10-meter antenna was not up, so we pulled everything down, clean contacts on connectors and stuff like that, and put the dipole back up, and that worked really well. I had a problem with the digital net the first of the week, and I think it was probably because that one leg of the 10 meter was sitting on the roof. That's the antenna that I use for everything, by 80, 40, 20, and 10. So we got that all fixed up. We did some maintenance on the RV, lubed the slide out, did all that stuff, got that done, and actually took and blew the water out of it today, but we're thinking of maybe going up camping again next weekend, so we'll see how that goes. Looks like it, at first I had seen it was supposed to be rainy Saturday, Sunday, but now they're saying no, sunny in the 70s, so we may just go up. I did not put antifreeze in the system yet. I just took and blew the water out of it, so not a big deal to replenish and go back up there. We had a few other things. We had some plants that we had bought over the summertime, and I'm trying to get them in the ground before the winter comes. So a lot of things going on, Dave. Thanks for doing the net, and we'll turn it back to you. NAERLWEDW.
Hey, Dave. Wow, you've been busy. Well, this is the time to get those antennas up and going. Sounds like you're going to be ready for the winter. And I don't know how much more warm weather we're going to have, but sooner or later we're going to run out of it. And okay on doing the plants. I'm wondering, I've got a little grass that I need to, some spots that I need to get some grass growing. I don't know if it's too late to try that or not. Too lazy to get it done, but anyway. Okay, let's see, Rick, KFABLX, you are up with many to follow. Go ahead, Rick.
All right, well, thanks, Dave. Thanks for running the net tonight. KF8BLX, not too much going on over here, just watching this Lions route go on. Hoping Hutchinson isn't out for too long, but from what I'm hearing, it's almost like a Joe Theismann situation. That's how bad he broke it. That's what I'm seeing on the internet anyways. So, who knows, with the modern medical technologies, how long he's going to be out. Hopefully we can get him back soon. Other than that, just sitting here doing a little wrenching on one of the RC cars that is totally driving me bonkers, because I can't seem to get it out and running for more than 2 to 5 minutes at a time before I break something else on it. So, doing some upgrades and trying to solve the braking issues. So, other than that, I will call that around and back to net. KF8BLX.
Fine business, Rick, on the RC vehicle. That I used to fly RC airplanes quite a bit, years and been many years. And my daughter started getting into competitive dance and a few other things, so I kind of got away from it. But I'm amazed at what they're doing with RC airplanes now, and I can imagine it must be about the same with RC cars. You might mention next time around what type of RC car you have, if it's a kind of a dune buggy style, if it's electric, if it's a gas engine. Just out of curiosity for me, I find that kind of interesting. Okay, Minnie, you are up next, and you're at the end of the list, but Mike was there, but he's going to be in and out. So go ahead, Minnie, KDAPAZ.
Well, good evening, NADRL. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going here. Didn't do too much today. Wednesday I had 6 stumps all ground up, and I got to get rid of the stuff from that, but I've got a place to take it. But I just got a friend of mine is going to put it on his dump truck and take it down to my daughter's and put it on a hole that she's got in the driveway. So, and then yesterday I went to Lehman's Apple Barn there and had a good time there. had the two granddaughters, two grandsons, and my daughter and myself, and my grandson's girlfriend, and my daughter's fiancé, so my granddaughter's fiancé. And then afterwards, we went over to my granddaughter's there in Midland and had pizza and cake and ice cream for my late daughter's birthday. Her birthday was yesterday. She would have been 54, so we kind of celebrated her birthday yesterday. This is KDAPAZ back to NADRL.
Very good, Minnie. I really enjoy hearing about your adventures with your family. Your family is always up to something and always taking care of each other and always remembering everything. And Lehmann is quite the place. I go by there quite often on the Tuesdays and Thursday nights. I have to go into Midland, and boy, they're very busy right now. All right, we're at the end of the list. Let's make a quick call. Anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's net, please call. Let's go back up to Rob with Ron DeFalo, KC8SDL.
Hey there, very good, Dave. In a year, I'm on the group, Kilo Charlie, Dunkley. Yeah, speaking of birthdays, Miss Vinny, I'm glad you celebrated your late family there, your late daughter, I think it was. That was a good thing. That was a good thing. You always think positive, even though they're gone. There's nothing wrong at all to think positive of your loved ones, past or present. Yeah, I had a birthday myself, Dave. I'm Rob Homeboy. I don't think you're going, you're just a kid. I bet you many say that right now. Yeah, Rob, on the 10th year, a couple days ago, Rob turned 63. Yeah, I'm still here. Anyways, the FCT. Yeah, thanks there, Rick, in Saginaw County. Yeah, we had a good FCT there. Like, you know, Lauren was kind of ahead of it, and they all did a good job there, so... Okay, other than that, break a sec. You know me, Dave, I'm way too long with it. I thought of you today. I was picking up some DVDs. I had a copy of the Spirit of St. Louis with James Stewart. Like that? White Whirlwind, Radio Engineer. Boy, in the scene, looks like that engine is brand new. So I have all the tags on it, and they're putting it in the plane. And that movie is pretty prototypical of that story by Charles Lindbergh. You know, I mean, it's amazing. He made it. Look, but I can imagine, well, he probably ran out of fuel, but luckily he still had gas left in the thing. But I think his tanks were pretty well empty by the time they got to Paris. But yeah, it's pretty neat though what he did. You know, they said though when he passed, rather nicely. They buried him in his flying clothes. And I think it was buried in Hawaii, but it was passing day. Buried him in his flying clothes, which I thought was pretty somber, but a good thing. So, all right, other than that, that's all I got to report. You take care. And yeah, we all speak on the radio, so I worked a little late this morning. I worked 40 meters, but I've been helping the XYL today and stuff. She's going to go in for some surgery one day next week, so hopefully everything goes all right with that. Rob W. to get in touch with you, you know, let you know how everything goes. I can do that too. So, all right, Dave, you take care, and we'll catch you next week sometime. We'll catch you folks all on the tomorrow night. In your own group, Kilo Chile, Susan Lima, 738.
DAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, Rob. Well, I thought you were going to tell us you were 39 again. But anyway, happy birthday. And the Spirit of St. Louis story, that's amazing. I don't know how he ever made that flight. I don't know if odds makers could make the odds now that he made that, but he'd already been, I think, awake 30 hours before he got on the airplane and then had to stay awake another 30 hours. So it's just amazing to me that he didn't fall asleep and end up in the ocean, but... Interesting story. He was an interesting gentleman. A lot of interesting facts about him. Hey, Ron, you're up next. KC8YVF with Dave on standby. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening again, Dave. And yeah, you were talking about grass. Well, I hope it grows. Landscaping company, like many, I had some tree stumps taken out. They had two trees taken down, three trees taken down, three stumps taken out, and had all the debris in that. Well, the landscaping company came, it was like Wednesday, and started on it, and then they came back Friday to finish it up and brought in all the dirt. It's all hydro-seeded, and I watered it the other day, and Mother Nature's taken care of it at least the last couple of days for me. So I hope we get some sun in that by next Friday. They're saying to spill up to about 70 degrees. So a little cooler here for a couple of days with some rain, and then back up at least in the 60s. So hopefully that'll get the grass started and get it growing a little bit. Yesterday after the SET, I came home. My grandkids were here waiting for me because they knew Grandpa had some projects. We're working on putting some new patio blocks alongside the driveway. Driveway is just not quite wide enough, so when you get out of the passenger side of the vehicle, I've got some pavers there. So grandson and I helped to get some more down. Ran out of some of the materials I'll have to go get, so I'll have to work on it next weekend and get that done. And after that, they were waiting to put up Halloween, so we went out, got stuff out of the back garage, and got some of Grandma's Halloween stuff out front, so they were happy to do that. And then we headed back out to their house, went out to dinner out at Backwoods. Many should be familiar with that, had dinner out there, and then back over to the house. My wife spent the night there because my daughter and son-in-law had a wedding that they were going to, and he had won a free jacuzzi room, hotel room at the Holiday Inn in Saginaw, part of some thing that he participated in. So they spent the night at the hotel. And then I came back out to the house this morning, picked my wife up and go do some shopping. And that other thing doing, some more things on the 3D printer. My daughter wanted me to print off three different cauldrons for their Halloween party. They're going to have a chili cook-off. So she wanted three different sized cauldrons, so I printed one. I didn't have any gold. I was going to go gold, silver, and bronze. Didn't have gold, so it got printed. The big one got first place, got printed in yellow. Second place got printed in silver, and third place was in black. I got three different sizes, and now I'm on the last sign, a little plastic sign, to sit with them for the first, second, and third place for their chili contest. So that's kind of what I've been doing. And then in the interim, watching that print, I'm still working on woodwork for the living room. I've got about a half a dozen more pieces that I have to stain and a couple that I still have to sand. But I'm getting to the end of that so I can at least get the woodwork up maybe by next Saturday or next weekend as well. So crossing the fingers that that will come to an end, that the next portion of the project. So 73, everyone. Thanks, Dave, for taking the net. We'll talk to everyone next week, or at least maybe some of you tomorrow on the Monday night net. This is KC8YVF back to net.
Okay, Ron. Well, back on the grass, I'm debating whether I should. I don't have that much to do. I guess it just depends on how much energy I can get up. I've still got a lot of outside projects before the weather goes bad, so we'll see how that goes. And very good on the 3D printer. Boy, you've sure been enjoying that thing and having a lot of fun with it. And glad that you're finally getting all your projects caught up, it sounds like. Dave, KEPCQ with Rick DiPaolo. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, good evening again, David, NATRL in the group. Well, we dewatered the trailer this weekend and started the leaf collection. Got a little bit of grass seed planted where the tree came out. We reseeded because it didn't grow real well. And just kind of got some stuff done around the house, and all worked well. So that's it. That's about it for this week. KE8PCQ, 73s to the group. Back to N8ERL. Good evening.
Okay, Dave. Well, very good. Well, I hope you have better success second time around with your grass. Let's see. Keep my place here.
Okay, Rick, KC8VOA with Dave to follow. Go ahead, Rick.
Good evening again. So last week wasn't a highly productive week for me last week. I ended up wanting to do certain things and have to do other things as it goes. And lo and behold, woke up Friday morning with the wife complaining, we don't have any internet. And so I started checking things out, and lo and behold, the router ended up going out, so I ended up programming a backup router and sticking that in there for now, and I have a new one that should be here tomorrow. So that'll keep me busy doing that. So always something there. And as it goes, you know, I worked on a trailer too, did a little caulking on it, drained the water out through the low points on it. I have not flushed it out. I'm not going to blow it out because you can exceed the pressures on it. And when you do blow, unless you're going for long, long duration, you're just blowing the air around water in different points on it. So I'm going to push the antifreeze through and go that route. So I've got 4 gallons of antifreeze to put through it. So we're going to get that done. Hopefully I can get that moved and put on site here before long. With that, 73, everybody. Hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow night. KC8VOA.
Okay, Rick. Well, thank you. Yeah, you need to be careful with whatever you've got, something that's going to have water in it, whether it's a lawn sprinkler system or a power washer. I've been for years using taking my power washer and just putting a little bit of RV antifreeze in it with a hose and a little bit of pumping on the or cranking on the starter just enough till you see the antifreeze come out, and boy, you're good for the winter. But and I always have to be careful. I talk too much about what I do, but anyway, sprinkler systems always scare me. I'm afraid I'm going to get too much pressure when I blow them out, but I've been doing it for 30-some years, so far so good, I guess. Dave, you're up with Rick DeFowl, W8DW.
Yeah, okay, real good there, Dave. N-A-Z-R-L, W-A-D-W. Yeah, not a whole lot here. Yeah, you don't want to get over about 40 pounds of pressure in your in those systems, because after that you have a problem. So I normally open everything up and then put the air on it, let it run a little bit, clear all the water out. It's still a little bit in there. And what I'll do is, as I said, we'll probably be using the camper again one more time anyway, and then when I get home, I'll blow it back out, and we'll put the pink stuff in. Normally, it only takes about 2 gallons, and it's all done. So, anyway, that's all I got. 73, catch you all down on the log there. Thanks for doing tonight there, Dave, and everyone have a good week. N8ERL, W8DW.
KDAC. Repeater Saginaw.
Okay, Dave. You too. Have a good week. Let's see. Before I get to Rick, let's make a quick standby. Anyone like to get in for the last round on the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net, please call.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, Rick, KF8BLX, you're up with many to follow. Go ahead, Rick.
All right, thanks, Dave. KF8BLX, to answer your question, currently I am running, it is a Traxxas two-wheel drive / it is electric. It does have majorly upgraded motor and ESC and batteries, so it'll currently push right around 60 miles an hour right now. With a little bit of gearing, I can get it to go a little faster or have a little more pep off the line, depending on which way you go. Let's see. like I said, the biggest thing is when you get them going that fast is they tend to break just as fast as they go. Just one slight oops and it's rolling and things are breaking and don't have a problem hitting anything, usually. It's just a matter of getting it to actually get up to speed and keep its track and go straight. Just turn a little too fast or a little bit too much here and then, and like I said, she goes a-rolling. But other than that, not, like I said, not much else going on. So with that, I'll say 73 to everybody out there. Thanks for doing the net, Dave. And we'll see you all next week. KF8BLX.
Okay, Rick, well, thanks for the info on the car. Yeah, that sounds like fun. You think when you drive a car for many years as we have that it would be easy to do a RC car, but I'm sure that as you well know, it would be, it takes a little bit of time and it's a little bit difficult to get the hang of it, but thanks for the information. Hey, Minnie, you are at the end of the list, KD8PAZ. Go ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, Lehman's was quite busy yesterday, and it was quite cool out there, but we had a good time. We had the family picture taken there. We had the woman that sees through the gate, and that she took our picture for us, and I've posted it on Facebook of all of us on one picture there. So anyway, we all had a good time, and I got home about 10:30 last night and closed everything up and went to bed. So, and then I was up at 5:15 this morning. This is KD8PAZ, back to NADRL.
Yeah, okay, Minnie. I'm glad you had a good family day. That puts us at the end of the list. One more quick call. Anyone who would like to join us for tonight's net, please call. All right. Any last comments or additions anybody would like to make before we close the net? Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is David, NADRL. This net is now closed at 7:40 p.m., and the repeaters turn back to normal amateur use. Have a good weekend, NADRL is clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.